Bengala Group 21 is not too far away, and there's an extremely important facet to every single match, and that is the referees. Joining us to have a chat about it today, Jesse Rudder. Jesse, how are we doing, mate?
Good, thanks, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Not too bad. You're on the lookout for some referees, aren't you?
We can always use referees, mate. We could take some more, yeah, exactly.
Have you lost some recently?
We had one move to Brisbane due to school and uni and that.
Yeah.
I suppose the age of the referees in our group is a lot higher than what others are, so we sort of need to replace the ones that are thinking about retiring, you know, so get an experience and, yeah, while they're still around, I suppose.
Have you had some youngsters coming through in the last few years?
We have, mate, yep, but as I've said, they just don't have that experience yet. They're sort of still doing the mini mods, but you've got to start somewhere, but, yeah, we're losing experienced members and we just don't have that experience at the moment.
Where do they come from? Like, do referees come from the ex-playing ranks, that sort of stuff, or are they just coming from out of area? Where did you ordinarily get them from?
Ex-players are probably mostly where they come from, mate. We have had a few that, just can't play anymore due to whatever circumstances and choose to referee to stay involved in the game. I know I did that when I was 15, so money was a little for me, but ex-players are a lot, majority.
It's the best seat in the house, referee. You're right there out in the middle of the action.
Yeah, you could say that. Some people think it's the best, some think it's the worst, but yeah.
Well, that is an issue from time to time, especially in first grade, that can be a bit rough and ready, can't you? So that's where that experience comes in to be able to build up to be ready for those guys, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right, mate. You've got to learn to block it out, I suppose, whether it comes from the players, the coaches, the crowd. Sometimes it does get to you. You're having a bad day, everything gets to you, but I tend to just try and block it out as much as I can.
Jesse, if somebody wants to be involved in refereeing in Group 21, what steps should they take? What should they do?
So we've got a Facebook page. That's probably the main point of contact. You'd be able to get Corey or myself's email address or contact number off there. SecG21@gmail.com.
Yep.
Other secretary's email address, but Facebook would be your main port of call.
Do you want somebody that has actually had some refereeing experience, or are you happy to take someone who's like, I think I'd like to give it a run?
Mate, either.
Yeah.
To be honest, you can't be picky with the job it is. So if someone, thinking about giving it a run and hasn't had a go before, we do have myself and Corey are coaches, and so is Rob Newman, and we're looking at getting a few more put through the coaching ranks so we can get the guys up to speed reasonably quick.
This year you're going to be busier than ever. Six teams in first grade alone. That means games on Saturdays and Sundays. So I'm sure you're really desperate for some help.
It would be sensational. As you said, six games, three games. So it's going to be the first time in 5 years, I suppose, that we've had a full competition in first grade. So it'll be good, but we will be strung out pretty thin.
All right. Well, good luck for the season coming up. Jesse, I'm sure we'll catch up again if not out at the match. Certainly, I'd love to be able to have a chat to you on the sideline view to talk about the season, how the season's progressing, and we'll see if we can find some more referees to help, because one thing is absolutely certain, the game can't go ahead without the officials.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Yeah, look forward to catching up.